When was the last time you stood in awe of God? Hello, Malcolm here. This is Quiet Time Coaching, episode 433. And I had just such an experience this morning. My morning prayer walk takes me across a canal and a river most days near where we live. And as I walked across a bridge, in my peripheral vision, I caught a flash of blue and my head snapped round and there it was, a kingfisher. It flew under the bridge and straight down the river like some darting arrow. It was beautiful. It was electric blue. And it made me stop. It made me stop and say thank you to God. Thank you for letting me see this. It stopped me to help me connect with being in awe of God, the God who created everything, including all these beautiful, amazing and majestic things. Some things as small and fleeting as a kingfisher disappeared from my sight so quickly, or something so majestic as the ocean or a mountain that doesn't tend to move out of sight very quickly, but creates that same sense of awe. Don't we need that awe? I walked on from that experience this morning with a different spirit in me, because I was now more in touch with who it was that I was talking to in my prayer. I was talking to my awesome God. And this has been on my mind as a theme because of something I went to on Sunday evening. My wife and I went to an event put on by one of our local churches in Watford on Christians and climate change. And I won't go into the details of that now, but suffice to say that part of the evening was a devotional led by one of the people who was organizing the event. And they did that devotional on Psalm 24, verses 1 and 2. It reads, "The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters." Those are verses designed to help us to reconnect with the awesome nature of God. This earth is not ours. Certainly it's on loan to us. We're meant to be good stewards of it. And that's part of the point of our meeting about Christians and climate change, but that's for another time. But it belongs to the Lord. It is the Lord's. And everything in it, every insect, every invertebrate, every bird, every fish, every living thing, every plant, every vegetable, every flower, but all who live in it, all the billions who've ever lived and currently live and will live, they are his. He founded all of this beautiful creativity. That kingfisher I saw this morning, or as I record this and I look out of the window, I see a fig, I see an olive tree, I see a pyracantha, I see roses, I see lavender, I see birds, sparrows out there on the bird feeders and the water that they're drinking from. He made all this. Do we give him the respect he deserves? Do we allow the things he's made to recreate in us that sense of awe? Isn't that one of the things that helps us to be in a healthy place spiritually? Being in awe of God. One of the things I've been doing recently is reading through the Bible in a year, and I've been reading through quite a lot of the prophets recently. Currently, I'm in Isaiah. And when you read Isaiah and you read what God says of himself through Isaiah, or the way that Isaiah expresses himself talking to God and about God to other people, it again places you in that, well, in that state of awe. We're not talking here about an idol. We're not talking about something man-made. We're talking about the eternal, awesome, mighty God. When was the last time you were in awe of God? Are there things that help you to get in that place? Could you put yourself back in that place? Walk there, see that, read that, experience that, whatever it is that helps you, so that you could be more in awe of God. When we're more in awe of him, we're more in love with him. We're more grateful. We're more impressed by him. And that helps us in our walk. Love to know what you think. Drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, and I pray until the next time that you stand in awe of God.